Rishus Avimari. One thing on the sign of the Schita, we just ended off. So Dal Sefei, the idea of a mashgal, bala oichel oichelu. Plus the idea of an isha pumping. So someone tried to convince me that what a person can do is put inside the pump some cereal, and therefore it's a mashgal bala oichel oichel, and therefore you can use the milk over here. It's before Shigimara, a chol of eis on top of a cereal. So why can't this pump on top of a cereal? My sefer, I learned the sugya and now knows the whole idea of a chol of eis is first of all machlokes among the rishonim is the Shabbos or Yontif. We pass it's non-Shabbos only on Yontif. What's the chalik? Because on Shabbos you can't do shchita, on Yontif you can do shchita. Therefore, on Yontif again from oichel to oichel, mashu can on Shabbos. Now a goat can do shchita too. As far as I know, a person you cannot do shchita too. Therefore, sayin Shabbos and sayin Yontif will chur this heck will not come out, and therefore we cannot have this ta'elas of putting seal inside your pump over here, the milk goes on top. You have to come to other eights we mentioned a week ago of how to go deal with it on Shabbos and Yontif. The guy to Sivov. Well, we said not to say that. That was in the guy to Tumor. Sivov, the sugya of squeezing lemons. Now, you have to realize first, why in the world were people squeezing lemons for? What was the Metzias? And if you read the Rishonim and the Gra Achronim, there seems to be three different times in society why they were doing it for. We'll call it the Zman of the Rishonim. Second, the Zman of the Beis Esif. And third, the Zman of the Chai Odom and onwards. First, the Zman of the Rishonim, coming the Beis Esif, it brings down the Rosh and the Shmuel Eleket. He starts with the Rosh. The idea of the Rosh seems to be that the only squeezing it with Tzarech Eichel. Where how the Bialocha seems to understand, very simple. Mashka habala oichel oichel, they take lemons and squeeze it on top of their fish, on top of their salad. It's all the spice. Therefore, since the whole entire idea of squeezing was only for oichel, had no chshivus of mashka, therefore squeezing lemons lamaisa is mutter. The Beis Yosef afterwards brings down the shibula leket, has machlokes among the rishonim. Piskei Rid says you cannot squeeze lemons on Shabbos. Masha Enkein, the Ben Yehuda says you can squeeze. The way I have to explain that he said the head to a Ben Yehuda says it's shibula leket. Because also, they were not doing it to Eichel, they're going it to give flavor, to give taste, and make it into a dip. Basically, they had a bowl over here, it was empty, they squeezed lemons inside, then they challah dip things inside. That means the lemons were not used to be drunk, to drink it. The juice that came out was made to be eaten. That means it comes out, we have two ways, Bizman, we showed what they were doing with lemons. Both were not used to drink the juice, both were made to be eaten. Either the way how the Rosh is saying it over, you put the lemon juice on top of your food, or the way the Shmuel Eleket saying over, you put the food inside your juice. But either way, the Shmuel Eleket extending the side of the Rosh, we see it's used not to be drank over here. True, we have machlokes, but it could be paschal kula. Now we're saying over here, we have a person has a right to squeeze it, speaks out the bialocha, what's the kimto that the Rosh, the Shmuel Eleket saying it's more to squeeze? If it's the case, over here, come tell you can put it on top of your fish to use it as a dip. That the locha is even grapes. The Gemara says mutter. So what is the idea of coming to say the last squeeze lemons for? What's he said over here? Speaks out the Bialocha according to Matihudo, the pasuk among the Rishonim. Is they're coming to say that even when you're squeezing it to drink, but since the whole way you look upon it is like Shaperis, Kain we had the sugar of a four, says the Beis Yosef. When you squeeze something for a four, it doesn't count in the percentages under what category you put under. Do you put under Zaysim or Novim? Two severe minim or shaperis, but also in the squeezing it, because you only do it for oichel. Therefore, under what category do you put it? And the chashiva is like oichel, and therefore be daim bezman of the rishonim. You can squeeze lemon juice into a cup and drink it no problem, because you get it like shaperis. Just like shaperis, a pepper. The chabad says you can squeeze a pepper and drink it no problem. Lemon is like shaperis. If so, by look by shaperis, can first really squeeze it to drink it? Can you take a pepper and squeeze it for the juice? So we saw it back in Sif Aleph, Mishmura or Chashulchan, simple reading. The Machabah says, Lamaisi allowed to. And the Bialach points out, that's simple. The Taz, the Bach, the El Rabbah say, the whole idea of squeezing it, which was Havmino, once you have the idea of Akshere, or Chizner Apopo, once you have the concept of Akshere, come on, we say a person cannot squeeze it to drink, only the muscular is a pre, the sweet is a pre, but not to use a liquid. Speaks out the Eilu Shabbos, if so, this whole Eitzah and the idea of the Rosh says you squeeze it for liquid really depends upon what you hold in Sif Aleph. If you hold in Sif Aleph, L'maisa it's Osir, holding it also, squeeze it for the drink, L'maisa it's Osir. That means even though we're saying clearly it's mutter, it's only a mekel zivalef. Your machmit zivalef, the taz, the bach, el rabba, clearly we're not having this set over here. So aleph, first, b'zman rishonim. 3 points. Mishmur pasul kul in that case, but 3 points. That means number one, b'zman rishonim, what was lemon juice made for? Lachilo. How lachilo? We have two ways, either rosh or the shmul aleket. Either mashmul aleichel or for a dip. Number two, what's halacha? It's a machlokes. Ruleka has a machlokes. What we pass the kula, but it's a machlokes. Number three, the mashke is mutter, but only that side you make a little tivalef. 3 points to give his man rishonim. Come on, the base aishiv, it says the meisim minig mitzrayim, or the words the bialacha the minig ha'ilam. Already came in the 1400s, the 1500s. People would squeeze the liquid of the orange of the lemon for the juice to make lemonade. They would have inside a cup. Water, they have inside a cup of sugar, and the squeeze is straight on top of the wood over here that has sugar inside. If so, says the Beis Yosef, we don't have any more the het over here of the Rosh and the Shmuel Aleket that they even made for Eichel, because here the Meisel were drinking it. If so, come on the Beis Yosef, in his times it says, the Meisel, Api the Cheshbon should be Osir, however, no one's mefakvik, no one argues, no one makes a machal against them, and lets them squeeze lemons straight on top of their water, they let them make lemon juice over here. So first, halacha on the second case over here, the second that came to the Beis Yosef, Maisa Beis Yosef was very clear the Mechav passes Lekula even in his times. And it was Paiskim Matthew to pass the Lekula. The Maisa, the look of the Ivets, he says, I'm Choshev Kesev Chattas. He said, Maisa, you're right. Beis Yosef is such a strong Kasha, it's Din Dereiso, and the Chlami King be Michael. This man the Beis Yosef. Says the Chidol, says it to our soul, the Maisa their Machmer. Why they call Lekula the get of Dereiso Chattas? That means we discussed already in last Chaburah. Can you switch an orange, big drabonim, turn the percentages of a case of the raiso? They point out the fact that we shouldn't be saying lemons switch to the raiso. It's not zeis vanom. Lemons, we see the meister concept. You can't switch to the raiso, but rather the orange shouldn't be cooling in the case of the raiso by the case of lemons. A place can cool in the case of the raiso over here. Now we did mention. I'm saying the cholkim. We'll have to answer this question. We'll get to it. But first, the son over here, we see there's machlokes over here. In this Zman Beis Yosef, is a deraisa or mutter? Now, in the deraisa, we see the maaseh can switch an orange lemon to be deraisa. We want to say, therefore, even an orange can be deraisa. We mentioned Chaburah, you can argue the point and say the oranges that are, we checked up, and Mr. Google said that over 70-80% of oranges in America are squeezed for orange juice. Therefore, it should be nichel again of a deraisa. So earlier tainted that the oranges that Trapper kind of make are made specifically for juice, and they're a different type of orange. They're more liquid to it than pulp to it. Mashenki, the ones you buy in the store are not the ones they make into juice. So I see the mice now. The Shmuel Kamnetsky, his safer, he says this for. Therefore, he says you cannot make oranges derice. Still drop on them. Some Chabon reads on this for. You do not make oranges today into a case of derices. It's drop on them. They don't end off how we discussed last time. If so, then grapes that we buy in the store should also be drop on them. I mean, they took it on only one way, they take it on another way, which is the R over here. But once again, we have in the Zman of Beis Yosef, Machlokes is a Chashash Deraisa, the words of Yavis, or the Beis Yosef, the Maisa, it's Motor. He has a cash now, the Maisa, why is it Motor for? It's a case of Mashka over here, Mashka Yosser. So it says the Beis Yosef two reasons. It says either because a person does not drink lemon juice by itself, you put the lemon juice on top of water and sugar, it's like giving flavor to something. Therefore, the mashke is not choshev mashke. That means we know to make something a din deraiso or to aster it. It has to be a chshivus of mashke. Since it can come to give flavor to something else, putting inside the water and sugar, and therefore has no chshivus inside the sugar mashke. A second idea the Beis Yosef says is when you're squeezing it, not squeezing it into a cup, into a barrel, and selling it that way. You're squeezing it straight in top of water. This water, that sugar, is going straight inside the liquid. Therefore, another reason why it's not Choshev Mashke is you see clearly a case of a flavor over here. So we have two reasons at the Beis Yosef. Either you're squeezing it right into Mashke, or the case over here that you are squeezing it, but it's not to drink, it's for the Tzorech of Mashke over here. These reasons, therefore, they get it of no Choshev Mashke, and therefore you'll have to squeeze it on Shabbos, no problem.
Is it called an oak
on that? As a Choshev of Oichel, yes. Now, just to explain, now we have two reasons over here. Now the question is, what is the Ikki reasons? Alright, Mishmur brings down for Beis Yosef these two reasons. Now the question is, do we need both? Which one's the Ikki? How do you understand it? That means you look up the Taz, the way the Taz says over, he put the Shmuel Aleket together with the Beis Yosef. Shaila, how exactly he did that, but he seems to understand the ikur is the first reason. The first reason is, they said over here, that's not direct to drink by itself. Only give flavor, tam. Shmuel Leke says the idea of a dip is only to give flavor, a tam. That's the side over here. So just like the case by a dip is only to give tam over here. Here also, the side of giving, not made to be drink, only give flavor over here, that's why it's mortar. That's called the side of Shmuel Leke together with the Beis Yosef of Pshat and Tanis. Maravam only brings down the first reason. The reason is why? Because again, it's going to be not drink by itself, it's always a mixture. The grass, Tayshik Shabbos, Aruch HaShulchan only brings down the first reason. The Gital only brings down the second reason. He says, Ikh is the second reason, because you're putting it straight into my book. Mishmuel Maisa has both reasons. Now, to take it a step further now, even though it's sad to be Mekel over here, again, the Beis Yosef and Mechaba saying it's Mutl Asbiz Lemon for its two reasons, what do we hold those on Machmet Sefalef? Again, in Sefalef, we said the loch is to take a pep and squeeze it, it's Machlekes Ladu for the juice. Mishmuel has a list of place community, he's Mekel. The Taz, the Maisa, the Bach, the Rabba, they're Machma, only the Moskan come home to be Mekel. Over here, when you're squeezing it for the juice on top of your water and sugar, is that the Moskan? Or is that because you want to drink it? Those are Machmed Sef Alpha, they'll be Machmed Sef Vav. Well, they'll be Machmer. It's come on the grass, and he writes, and the Kishon Aruch says yes. Because again, it's not a Moskan, it's to be drank over here. Tesh Shabbos, Teres Tzvi, they say the Maisa, those are Machmed Sef Aleph, again, a Machmed Sef Vav over here. And he tells us, and he tells us, no, disagrees. It's not Tali Zebazah. He says, again, all the other Sef Aleph is because you come to Achshavei. Here, the fact they're putting it inside water and lemon, there's no Achshavei, it's coming to give flavor. So Mechaim, no, that's not true. Come to Achshavei, it tells us to give Mashk over here. Come on, the Taz. That's in the case of a pepper. Squeezing a pepper. Now the Taz, the question is he addressing this point. The Taz really has this problem. The Taz, he's Machmet Sef Aleph. Yet over here, he brings down the Shmuel Leke of the Beis Yosef to be Mekel. Says the Prim Gadol, he's really addressing the point. He said, just like the idea of Sef Aleph to Mosek and Sapri is Mutter, he's bringing down the Shmuel Leke and says to give flavor, not only to Mosek itself is Mutter, to Mosek and other Pri, to give flavor in water and sugar, that's also Mutter. The Moskan does not mean the idea is the Moskan versus drinking. Moskan means what it can all do, kind of sweeten it, affects something else. A chiddush over here, the Moskan for the pepper, be myself, be mutter. Moskan, other pee for the water and the sugar, also mutter. That's what Prim Gadol says, that's why the Taz do win the Shmuel Leke. Maisa be the Mishmuel slowly. He says, not the way. He says, where's my walk with two Malcolm? He says, Beis Yosef for Taz. What do you want from the Taz? He's the floor talking the Taz, saying like the Beis Yosef without the Shmuel Leke. Why does Mavuch understand Pshat the Taz over here? Maisa comes out in this second agro, again, there's one of the Beis Yosef. People squeeze lemons straight on top of the lemon juice over here. Number one, it comes out, it's Machlekes. Number two, we have two time over here. And number three, those are Machmed Sef Aleph, Lechor, Machmed Sef Vav. Next Shlav. As man the Chayodim and onwards, they come over, they were not squeezing the lemon to make lemon juice on top of the liquid. They were making lemon juice in barrels, hundreds and hundreds of barrels. People will come along and buy lemon juice from the store, from Makolet. If so, now the question is, can you be Makel and squeeze out lemons when they're selling lemon juice in the Makolet? That's the third Shlav in society. Things changed over here. So they analyze, they point out, let's analyze. There are two reasons the Beis Yosef. Why do you make all? One, we said, why? Because we do not drink it by itself. That's the only reason the Maravam brings down. So here again, it's not drinking by itself. According to the Maravam, mice, even today, squeezing lemon should be mutter. According to the Graz, our Choshulchot should be mutter, and therefore, Abad Yosef, Dr. Yosef, Paschal, squeezing lemon today, no problem. Even though you want to drink it straight, without putting your teeth, stop drinking the mice, it's mutter. I said a shiny, the Chayodom. He said, we have two reasons. So he ain't got a person right to me make over here. And he writes, Shash the rice over here. Also, he switches it to the rice over here. Therefore, the Mishmur brings down the Chayodom. He says, you have to always worry about the second reason over here. That then you're not squeezing it straight on top of the liquid. You're squeezing it stands by itself. And therefore, how will the person be make? Now, people are trying to tell me, my spirit to reason, Mishmur, perhaps the case of lemon only did their abon over here. So we have to realize, the daggers we went through. Number one, could be a chash derayso. Clearly, that's where the Yaif Chayodim says. That's number one. Number two, even as man the Rosh, there's a machlekes. Number three, even as man the Beis Yosef, there's a machlekes. Number four, take number four, even those who are makel, which is my Meisei, will say in Sivov those are machmer, will be machmer in Sivov. So come along to be makel over here, you have to be makel against the Rosh, you go with the Rosh, those argue. You go with the Meisei, those argue. Those say even the makel to be machmer Sivov, you have to be machmer in the Sivov, machmer Sivov over here. And over here, there are two reasons that to be machmer, that means you have to be makel, you have to take on like four coolers over here. People say, what's the big deal? Do I hold on two spurs? What? I'm saying this is Mokka Rabbam, correct. 100%. But the people want to know why the Mishmur came along, so how can you be Mekel over here? The build-up is, to be Mekel, you have a Mamash, you're going against the Piskirid, and Piskiriyaz, and the Yayvitz, and the Chidon, Tverishel, Kishon Arach, you have numerous Paiskim, Chayodim, Kitzer, the Maiso, how can you come along to be Mekel over here? No, we're saying lemons, because they have hundreds and hundreds of barrels, and percentage-wise, that Derech is squeezing to make lemon juice over here.
Yeah, you squeeze it on the top of the tree, you have the Taz, though.
No.
Yeah, what? Most of it goes on Eichel. So where's the?
No.
Some of it goes to lemonade.
Most lemonade. No. Yeah. No.
Had
Swish. No, that's not. No.
With lemonade or with?
Yeah. Partial. So come now, build upon this. My second, a person that take lemons, freshly squeeze it on top of your tea on Shabbos. Can you go do that? So it's true, they point out, according to the Maharam, technically you should be able to.
And the Grad.
And the Grad, you should be able to. The Maiso.
And the
no. No. With the Mishavu is saying over here, let's be clear. Mishavu is discussing under what category to put it under. You put it under Shah Paris, Tusi Remindim, or Zayis Ranavim. Once you put it under a certain category, put it under Tusi Remindim, now you can never squeeze into that liquid. A Mashke Baloish. Once you define, that means. We first know what category it's under. That means if it's under Shah Paris, you can squeeze even to drink. Number two, you can't squeeze on top of any mashko. He's not putting on the Shah Paris, but
the
Tuesday Mariam. The table you're allowed to, that's in general. No, that's Ms. Man of the Rush. That's what he did it for, and what category to put under. This is Man of the Rush, the table boy. He's starting off. The first line he's saying Bizman of the he's saying over the word Kula Lakim. Bizman is there, no, it's not on the table, but Bizman is there, it's a cholapak of Tusi Remindim, maybe Zayis Ranavim. Again, that's he starts over the Rosh, not with the Chayot. No, we'll get to the way he said Maskon. No. Maisa comes out, it's according to Shmua, the cholapak of Tusi Remindim. Tusi Remindim of the law says he cannot squeeze it inside the tea. Also, now Shailah, when the Chayotim called the Yad, the Chash deraisa. Fine. You want freshly squeezed lemon inside your tea. What's your eitzes? So Mishmur ends off with a simple eitzah. This is coming and says, when a person wants to put sugar inside the tea, which seems to be the standard, if so, take your sugar and squeeze your lemon top of the sugar, then some mashka bala oichel hu, and then take the spoon that has lemon and sugar and put it inside your tea. That's his eitzah. That means, once he says we have a problem, and to go against the two swords, we make them both of them, we can't, because my one of them is also. And the Chayyim said, Sorokin, go to Chash the rice over here. What's the Eitzel? We know we can take grape to put on Oichel. The grapes is the rice, for sure. Surely in this situation, you have lemons to put on top of your sugar. I got my grapes, he said, we have a Rosh and Mach Matav Lebracho. He said, there'll be a loch over here. But since we have one reason to base Yosef, so don't worry about Mach Matav Lebracho. Don't get a Bracho over here. My spirit, same time, even like a Tchilo, and squeeze the lemon on top of your sugar. Then take the sugar and put it inside your tea. That's Mishmur's Maskono. The Maiso, you have to realize, it's not that simple what he's saying. He himself points out that we gain this Eitzer from the Chayodom. Look at the Chayodom, he's Mefakfeis, end of Sorachin, to be Semech Abamis. Even put on top of sugar, that's number one. Number two, they point out Metzias is a little bit hard to understand what's going on over here. What's sugar referring to? If it's talking about a little bit of amount of sugar, drop of sugar, some tons of lemon juice on top, so the ik is a lemon juice. So we point out, we discuss the Mashkabal Eichel Eichel, has to be a Tafel. Otherwise, there's a lot of sugar, a little bit of lemon juice, they point out a bayav losh. Different melacha deraisa. Not a bayav of dosh. Otherwise, discussing sugar cubes over here. That's what they want to know. That means the eights of dafka sugar cubes. Not what anyone thinks you put on sugar with all the particles and lemon juice on top. Does you have to know how to be the shmur, though, that way. And who in this world now has sugar cubes in the house?
Why is it better sugar?
You can answer top. My father has. My father and Dr. Disk. Could be, that's what you had. I'm asking. That means to make that's number two. a problem. Number one, the Chayotim does not like it. Number two, it's not a symbol worth the Mitzvah we're discussing over here. Number three, come on, Chayim, the Chaznish, they argue on this halacha. They said, what's the idea of mashkabel oich loichel? The idea is, you're putting your lemon on top of your salad. Fine, the salad's ikar. Here, you're putting it inside your sugar to put it into mashka. What's the whole point over here? To put it into mashka. So what? So now, inside sugar, it's lost the chashivas being a mashka? Cain, we know the lochid, when you squeeze grapes inside an empty plate. So the mishmur makes it up on it. Because why? It's made to be a dip over here. It's made to go inside food. We don't look for the middle stage. Maybe the chumru would, but not the kula. So here, what is it? It's a middle stage. You play a game. I'm going to put the lemon juice on top of my sugar. Oh, it's a din oichel. Now, with the mashka, no. You're putting it into mashka with the in-between stage over here. Since the chaznish, no, you have no eitzel.
It's different.
I know this different. I'm saying over this. The mishmur disagrees. That's the two sides over here.
Is it the case of the milk?
The mishmur has a lot of not just by itself.
So let's say if someone is like my father, who was a year, Shemayim, and he wants to get all the eighties, then the question is, what are you going to do over here? Avad the machlekes, what are you going to do? So come on, the swarm and give you a second eight, so. They give you a second eight, so. They say, very simple. You take the lemon in a piece, and you put it inside your tea without squeezing it. Then what happens? The juice naturally comes out. That comes to Tver Yisrael. He says, I'm machmer. He says, do not be samech on the mekilim, said Tver Yisrael and the chaznish. They say, but put it inside your tea. It comes out. What's halacha? That's a sip beis. When you put grapes inside your wine, it breaks. It comes down the juice. The mice says, water. Here, put a lemon straight inside your tea. And then the juice comes out. Then a bad is water. So come down the gate to the third spot in the gate to lemon juice. That means they sell lemon juice in the store. Barrels, hundreds and hundreds of barrels over here. Come down to number one, you can squeeze it inside your tea or to drink it by itself. It's machloikis of ikets of ingodel to be makel. Aleph. Second, put it on top of your sugar. Locha is, Mishmur says, Yeshua min lismach lehokal. That's mashkabal oichel oichel. Come on, come back, break. And number three, the best thing is, my father was Yeshua Mayim, we'll put it into the lemon inside the tea over here, the piece, it'll come out, be no problem over here. Because
yeah,
just like the halacha base,
the juice comes out, it's bottled in the water.
It's like the, yeah. It's
that
like.
Juice isn't more partial than water.
So it's bottled with shishim.
You squeeze it in the cup?
No, we can't squeeze it, be a dime. No, we can't squeeze it. It's again the sif base, it says, you put grapes inside. We didn't. Because it base, put grapes inside. It breaks and the juice comes out, it's water. No, not this, sir. Tatter.
You're not going
to taste it. No, it's not being the time,
mate. It's not shishim anymore.
But it's still a nice smoke. That's the base. But the last question really have to ask on lemons is we mentioned last time that we have a local base in Sifhei. Base was, yes, unripe grape, to squeeze it out. Come on, the place in the one aser, it's on the sugya of either of a tosh or a spoiler. The question is if so, every orange or every apple you squeeze, why not tosh or spoiler? So the Chayim spoke, very simple. By the apple over here, you come along, you want to eat the apple and eat and drink the juice. It's all one min echad, no bayav dosha bayar. Mashing your baiser, the grape mice no one's eating over here. The liquid you're coming out, taking it out. If you're bayav, taking oichum with the toilet, you're bayav dosha bayar. For self, like that Chayim, what's a lemon? A lemon batsim should be the same thing as baiser. Just like by the case of my baiser, we're taking out the liquid. Are you leaving your salad behind? You're bayav oichum with the toilet. Here also, the whore, when you take the lemon, you're squeezing it, taking out the oichel, we talk to Silas, and should be mamish the isa bar. How in the world is Sifrei, we're saying it's osir, the next Sif Sivav coming to say it's motor. It's mamish the same case should be also over here.
Because
it can
be
the lemon? Yeah. Okay. You come to answer, come to ask. So we'll come, this is the question all the Gadol HaChayim ask. Now the question is clear, right? No, it's not clear. It's very simple. Oisir, people do not eat baiser, but you squeeze the oichel to list. Lemons, I don't think anyone eats lemons. Fine. If so, it should be mamash a case like baiser. Only way b'shas tchak like baiser. That's the case of baiser. Lemons also. Why? Maybe technically you can. Only way b'shas tchak. And mice the next sif is against mutter. It's coming to Tveris Yisrael. Mice says, you're right. There's an instrument sounds to give butter. Except I borrow a head to the altar. This says, I had to be sounds to give the altar. But you're right. It is baiser. The Baya is, we pointed out, The Mishnah Berurah says the Sugya Baisu is not Baru, is Dosh, and does not have the Hetar Altar. I mean, to ourselves, it's a good question. The Shitasi answers Baru Altar. Mishnah Berurah says it's not Baru, the Baisu is Dosh. Bialach says you don't have a Hetar Altar. Back to the question. Tilo Davani Yesit, he says, Loyadati. It should be the same Sugya, if that's the same Mitzias. The Gital wants to answer Chiddush. He wants a title. If you squeeze out the boiser, the liquid comes out. Right now, you create something that's roy to be eaten. If you squeeze out the lemon, right now, I might say it's not roy. You have to take the lemon juice, put inside water and sugar, and have to make a mixture over here. He says, if so, lemons itself, without squeezing it, technically do the same thing. Cut a slice, fry it, put some sugar on it, make it roy. You want to tie the lemon juice and the lemon. It's at the same matzias, all one min echad, even when you squeeze it out at the same level, you have to make it roy for something. Therefore, since by boiser, when you squeeze out, made it roy right now, it took oichim epsilis. It's not min echad. Mashing it by the lemon, unless you have a sack in it, the lemon juice is not roy for anything either. No one drinks lemon juice. So lemon, unless you have a sack in it, won't be ready. So if so, it's min echad. And so the egg tell, but if so, if you want to squeeze lemon to be a lemon as a dip, well, it's also, now it's roy right now. And he wants to ask squeezing lemon for a dip. Says the Shvisha Shabbos, Pilei Ploy. You want to ask squeezing lemon for a dip. Hak Kamlung Tassel over here. Doesn't like the smaloch. So Kamlung Mechaim Non, he says, no. Just like by the liquid has a use. Inside your lemon juice, take the lemon, open inside of the tea. Pieces. That means the last eight we said, this is my carrot. Has a use when it's right now when it's a lemon. Take the lemon, cut up, put pieces inside.
What answer is the cut?
Because the Mishmur himself says Shas and Chakani asked by Boiser. He says, Ain Lim Chois on the altar. So you want to say Ain Lim Chois? Mishmur says, Ain Lim Chois. Don't do it. Mishmur says, Don't do it. Mishmur says, Ain Lim Chois. I'm not going to make a machor against you, correct? I won't make a machor, but don't do it. I'm saying, Don't do it. He asked me, Don't do it. My name is Shlomo Zalman, he says, Very simple. Sorry. It's a good kasher. We mentioned four ways of trying to answer it. Each one you have to grapple with. We seem to have somehow get around the sugya over here of Baisar. Now, the last point, you have to come out after the sugya of lemons. Of course, there's a question to apply a practice against the sugya of Zeisiv Anovim. That means the Mishmur has a limb choice and the words that will be aloft is Efshe Yishlum Lusmoy. Do you want to have Efshe or a limb? Shad Chak, right. Efshe b'shat tchak, mishmur in lim chayis. Okay, he said the same thing. Just one is don't do in lim chayis. What's it? Efshe b'shat tchak, maybe b'shat tchak. Efshe, right? He says right. It does. Does that?
It does say
it. Does it? He says that. I look it up. Now, the one thing you come out of the sugya of lemons, you have to really ask another question. Is back to Zeisiv Anovim. We have grapes and we have these olives. Today, our olives, so what are we doing with them? Make olive, we make lemon, we make olive oil. Fine. Olive oil that we are buying in the store. What do you do with it? The ikur is made to be flavored, put on tiny food. Zahura is mamish case like lemon juice. Now you put it inside of your food to cook. So things that, according to the base station, food, they, things are made to be put on top of your food to cook. What's halacha? These are the one malach, he says, has a gather of eichel. Get a shot berries over here. So according to the Mogad Avram, according to the Graz, according to the Archa Shulchan, that my father went tied up, but the Kusar father maybe squeezed inside the tea, which is a bad story, we don't do. But according to them, the Zaysim today, I should like to be like shot berries, and should be able to squeeze. I hear if you want, Bismarck Chazal, very simple. In those days, I'll roll, they burnt. 90% would make them burn. Today, I will. In those days, it's made to be a mashka. Mashka is the burner.
Today, burning is called a mashka.
Again, what?
Chanukah is for light.
Again, the amount of Chanukah and olive oil, I don't think is enough to make it into the way. You tell me maybe it's Rochayu, a true sugar reminder. But that means it comes out that we start off the sugar by the case of Schiz Peres. Zeisvanom is deraiso. I think today, Mamash flip things around. Anovim today that you buy in the store should be drabonon. Zeisvanom buy in the store today should be drabonon. And oranges and grapefruits, you can start claiming maybe they're the case of deraiso. Everything switched around. And all the swarm is called Shukhanar says they said deraiso. You learn to involve lemons. The hura, over here, the main thing we do today is the tavel. Is it, or you put on top of. Tavel, maisha, it's even better than the situation of lemons. Lemons are putting inside lemon juice. But here we have etzem, the case of the Rosh etzem, and the Shmuel Leket. That means once we're possibly Rosh Hashanah and Lekker, our world should be maybe two Sivri Moinim. It can even not be a Shah Peris. You tell me why it's not Shah Peris? Because it's Chanukah. Fine, two Sivri Moinim. But so not a case in the right side. The Mizbana Gemara, again, they burnt it. They have no electricity. And then 90% was made to burn. That's Mashko. Now what's made for it? When you buy it in the store, what are you doing with it?
Salad.
Right. Right, cooking. What's that? What's the tavel? What's the tavel? I get a oichel. Sifzayin. Now, in the game to take out the juice, you have to realize when you take out juice, there are three cases you can have. You can have either Paris with its natural juice, excuse Paris. You have a case Paris non-natural juice, that's kvashim or shlokas, and then you can have something that's not made to squeeze out, like you beg it, they put it in something external. That means squeezing Paris, that's al tivav, kvashim or shlokas, non-natural juice, that's zayin and ches. An idea of a baguette, that says vav and onwards to the end of the simon. That's how the Shulchan Aruch divides up three levels over here. In these three levels, you always have to know when to drop on and when to rise, and how to apply it practically. These are the kolam. So until now, we went through squeezing Paris. We have the three daggers over here. Very simple. Come on, Kvashim Shlokish, we now have something that has a three, that is not natural juice. What's the loch in that case? The Gemara Kupem Hei is very clear. Three sheets among the Amorayim, Rav, Shmuel, and Abyechnon. Rav says it depends if it's Kvashim or Shlokish, the case being pickled over here, the case being boiled over here. The case of when it's Kvashim, then the goof on this water, Mash Enki, and Lumimehem, is Pata Wasser. However, the case of Shlokish, both of them are some water. Sadasheni, Shmuel and Rav say there is no difference whether the case over here is Kvashim or Shlokos. The Locha is always Lagufon, the Maisa is Mutter. The Mimeim, Shalov it Dindar Abonu or Dindar Isa, but the Rav, that's also. The Locha Maisa had a Paschim among these Amoroim, so there's a Tosis with Ben Echananel, there's a Riff over here, there's a Rosh over here, Kreis Eisif. What comes out, there's first is one sheet is a Sefer into the Baal Litter, he Paschim, when you have the three, a Locha Kirav be Siro, he Paschim like Rav. And they will make a difference whether it's Kvashim or Shlokos. My side, I do not see anyone being down this sheet of the Baal Iter. Making the place being down, Machlok is Tosis versus Ben Echananel, the Rosh versus Ben Echananel, is the Iker Rav, or is the Iker Shmuel, the Iker Lekab Yechanon. That means Avada, Lugufon, you're squeezing it out because you have a sour pickle, you're squeezing out the juice, and you want to eat the sour pickle, Avada is Mutter, Lugufon is Mutter. However, you want to squeeze it out, you want the Mimeim, you want to drink the juice over here, that's Avada's Osir. Shalom, why is it Osir for? According to Ben Chananel, we're going to come past like a Bechnun, it's a Dinder Aiso. That's how the Bahag, the Reim, the Rashma, the Ritur, Akech, or Zeruo, places with Piskurias and others go. At Sarasheni, those are passing like Shmuel, the Dinder Abonon. That's the big three, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. And afterwards, the Smag, Ran, and others go this way. Machlaikis, interesting that Ben Yeruchim went against his Rebbe, the Rosh, passing the Aiso. The Maestri, we have two sides over here. Is it a Dinder Abonon or Dinder Aiso of Vadis Ulcer? Malocho, how do you paskin? Again, Lagufon, you take a pickle, you squeeze it, and you want to eat the pickle of Adet's Mutter. Nigeh to the Malocho of Mwat Memeim, the Rabbanu Deraiso. The Mechaber has a stam, Vyesh Oymim, the Klav of Mechaber, Loch is stam. You paskin the Dindu Rabbanu. People go to the ground, they paskin the Dindu Rabbanu. Now the Mishmur points out, Be'ikah, this is Ben Echananel, that those want to paskin like it, Ben Echananel really argues on two separate points over here. Number one, he's coming to argue on the idea over here is Kvashim Shlokos, when you want the Mimeim, is Dinder Aiso or not. And that he says, even though Ben Chanal in the Mechaber is only Yesh Oymim, in the Bialocha, he comes along to Malakit, listen to Yeshem, but goes to Ben Chanal. Then he says, the second thing he's come to argue with, the idea of Mashka, Bala Oichel, is the Alocha is Ka'oichel. Is that even though it's Ka'oichel, Ben Chanal wants to argue, say to you, Machber. Now over here, the Mishabruah and the Sevdalad brings down that even though we be ikka paskin the mashka bala oichel oichelu, not like Ben Chananel, yedruf with the rosh, hamach mitav lebracha. Now the question is, when do you get the bracha? Do you get the bracha only by a case of the raiso, by zeis vanovim, or by a case of the abonim, by two sivim oinim? So come on with ikka this one, they call the chayodim and say only by case of the raiso. The bialocha, by sivva, by the case of lemons, he come on and says, Don't worry about the Bein Chananel Shito, a Mashkin Bal Oichel Oichel by the case of lemon. The Vada is squeezing on top of your fish, top of the salad, the Vada is mutter. Why? Because number one, Bein Ikri Paskin, not like a Bein Chananel. Well, Bein Sirif, you always have one of the reasons of the Beis Yosef. They point out, people who come over argue with me and saying, why will they tell me that only by cases deraiso choshev machmikel abrachol? Mishpura is saying, even by case of lemon, you have to worry about it. Except we have a tier for the base seisif, they'll only use it in the case of flavor, we never drink it by itself. Who the answer is? Because the tzad, to be machmikel by lemons, says the yavis, says the chayodo, deraiso. Therefore, since it's a tzad to be machmikel tzad, so give deraiso, come on the base seisif. The come on the Mishpura, be not a base seisif, need a tzir to make it, to be not worried about the chanal shito, and not even come on and have a reason to be machmikel over here. But otherwise, in general, the only time to be machma mashke v'lo oichel oichel in the case of the raisa. Now, what's the raisa? You say, genaval, is the raisa is that the raisa or not? Are grapefruits the raisa or not? Lemon, what kind of the raisa? We'll give only machma by case of the raisa. Now, we have this halacha here, lagufon, the maisa is mutter, the mimeyim, the maisa is also. You have to analyze why lagufon is mutter. What's the far for that? And why the mimeyim maisa is going to be a case that's also. Or the way how the iskin even stronger. According to Rabbi Nechanan and Pasuk of Yechnon, the loch is the remain is a din deraiso. Chayiv. So you're squeezing something because you want the juice deraiso. Hashem, you squeeze it and you want to eat the pickle, mutter. Think about that, that's bad. You're doing the melacha, but not for the tachlis of the melacha. It's called melacha Hashem Tzrich Lagufay. So how in the world, according to Rabbi Yechnon, they can come along and say, they squeeze it for the juice deraiso. The same melacha, squeeze it, doing the melacha, but not for the juice, mutter. That's called a melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufay. Not for its tachlis. And then what's a melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufay? It's either Yehuda Chayiv or Mishir Mbater, but man, it's not mutter. How do we say it's mutter over here? So Tosis, Aksubis Avov, everyone learned, Shibish Mesachtis, and Tosis Avov, I give him on the base, but also on Shabbos, is this question. What's he saying over here, come and say it's mutter? The way he answers the Aksubis Avov, his words are, so since you're squeezing it out, you do not want the mashko, ein shem mashko lov. Uchle de ifris. It's like we understand that when we had a mashko bala oichel oichel, the words of the Mishmu up here, the base Yosef, k'mafen oichel me oichel, you take a cucumber cut it in half. Everyone understands that's not dosh. You also, when you take the mashko, it's coming out of the free, you put it up oichel, get it oichel, uchle de ifris. He also, since I did not want the mashka, has no shame mashka, command the lesser, uchlu the ifris, in shame mashka. It's not during the melacha, but not for its tachlis. The melacha was not done, because there is no mashka here. Not here. Kainzah, Toysa, but also not Ein Gimel. Now, does he mean the same thing or not, Yesh Lodin? But his words are, Ein Derech Dishibakach. The words, the words are Rambana Kofiut Aleph, Ein Dem Ledosh Klal. Dosh is coming to separate the shaft from the kernels. You want something over here. Over here, since I do not want what's coming out, the chesaron, the guf of the melacha. Melacha is, I have to want something over here. The fact that I don't want it, it's not just the melacha, not for its tachlis, chesaron of the guf of the melacha. And that's where the read the words of the Mishnah Berurah, read the Magen Avraham, they say, one mice is a mutter, ain't they bechlal melacha. It's chesaron of the melacha, not there is a melacha, not for its tachlis, chesaron of the melacha. Because either it's not chesaron melacha, it's not shein mashko, or why ain't derech disho? If so, take a step further. Take zeisim and avim, and let's squeeze them lugufon. Ain't shein mashko. Ain't derech disho. In fact, the Magen Avraham wish you upon themselves, so let's do that by zeisim and avim. Just like when you say chesaron mohos melacha, it's not disho, it's not schito, why don't want the mashko. It's not disho, but I have no desire for the liquid over here. Take zeisim and squeeze it. Why should be mutter?
Isn't
that the mashkon? I'm talking about sharp paris when it's called. Here's zeisim and avim there, right? So zeisim and avim, you do the mashkon. Fiyala ladas. So come along the mishmua magavam, the way they answer. Since roi va'olam v'soitim oisil memeyem, we make gzer d'abonim. It's good kashi, you're right. You're right. Be'etzem l'gufon should be mutter. Ein shem disho makach. Ein shem mashko. Except since we have, it was not the way we have a gzera achok over here. If so, I'll take a step further now. Mishmur is coming to answer zeisim anovim. What about tusim remoinim? Can you do a l'gufon? I have the strawberry too juicy. Well, I do. I want to squeeze out the juice and eat the strawberry nap right now. Is that being booked on Shabbos? Lagufam. Speaks out the Prima Godim. Yeah. On the Smog Avram, he says, why not? Don't be eaten by Zaysim and Obbins, Achokins, Rav Olam. Here's not Rav Olam. It's not the Derek, but you should remind him. How has come on the Prima Godim? At the beginning of the Simon, as he points out, Luchur, it's really to Achlik, it's how you learn Sef Aleph. By Sef Aleph, by Peppers, Sharpers, Alokis, squeeze it out, Achlikis. The way how the Taz Bach El Rabba Api Rashi takes to say only the Moskin is mutter. If the Moskin is mutter by Shah Paris, choose to remind him, the Moskin is also. That means Lagufon is also. Masha gets in the base Seisif. If you go over here like the Torah, that holds the Maisel Aloch by Shah Paris and squeeze me a dayim. If so, then the Moskin by choose to remind him, the Maisel be mutter. That means according to Mishnah Berurah, who Paskin of Aleph, the Shapers squeeze for this juice. The Shitas over here, only the Bayah Zaysim one of him, will come along and say, Lumaskan, Lugufan, Maisim, Motor. That means people want to know, what's Lugufan? The Zaysim one of him, Drabonon. Choose to be a monument of Pant upon Ayah Lunsif Aleph, according to Mishabua, Echlami, Motor. So the people got him, Apin the Chajman, Maisim, Lugufan is Motor. Why? Ain't shame Disha. Ain't shame Mashkin, Maisim's Motor over here. Now, in this halacha, the case we're discussing is either you have a sour pickle, you squeeze out too much chametz inside, and you want to eat it. Which was the case of lokshin, too much liquid inside, you squeeze it out. Chanukah is coming up, people have latkes, too much oil, take a napkin, put it on top, take out all the oil, fine, now you have this latke that you want to eat. That's very good, inside the sugi of dosh, and no chews of dosh, in shei mashke, in der tisha. What happened to butter? What happened to butter over here? I just took out the oil I don't want. Why not sugi of butter? Sell it to Dark Article. I mean, it's the rice, it's very good. No, Dosh. What happened to the Sigmund's Tabar over here? There's no effect to go after it. Says, the place can want to answer when you learn, when you will get a Bezham, the Sigmund Bar Bears, Bezham in the month, if you're locked by an orange, can you peel it? Ice Bar. Since EF should be Nacher, peeling off the clip of the Mice's Mutter, you have nobody taking themselves from the Eichel. However, it says the Mishabruah has a Klolum of Bar, and therefore to peel an orange has to be La Alter. You cannot peel an orange for an hour later. You even isa deraisa. You have to peel an orange for altar. If so, says the Chaim Noah, what time the Shmir Shabbos? Says the Simcha Bonim, you want to squeeze Lugufon, your latkes, your sour pickle here, only the altar. Otherwise, if I am, it's not the Sugya Barer. Sugya Barer. Now, Ben Shem will get the Sugya Barer. Those who want to argue the point disagree. Come on, the Orchard Shabbos says no. Just like we understood. And we see the idea of Min Echad. There's no Sugya Barer. They want Taina by the case of sour pickle juice inside, it's Min Echad. It's like by an orange squeezing that, which said no by a buyer, because the juice inside with the orange, or the apple with the juice inside is Min Echad. It also doesn't get a buyer, Aleph, he says. But even if you want to argue the point, the loch is, we'll get to your buyer, let's say people have a water, has some particles inside. The loch of the place can be a kismin dakin. People drink it that way, but I want to filter out the water. Some of the place can say, if you're not makbin, then it's just mice, it's water. So it says, the people who have these sour pickles and they eat it the way how it is right now, they do. I don't want it. Too much oil. People eat that way, 100% the latkes. For me, it's not good. I'm young, my complexion, pimples, lay there. So I don't want to eat it over here. So, echlami be'etzim is minechot. It's like case of kismin. There's no bayam sanasugya baris. Be'etzim, nichol get of one thing over here. La, filter out your water, you also can filter the thing out. That's why he wants to argue on simple bottom. It's not a shalishim. So, Mazaman says, let's analyze it. Really have to know, is that true that a person will eat it the way how it is? It really depends. Certain times there's too much juice here, no one will eat it. Say, Chalam, you have this bayah, sugya alter. If you won't eat it the way how it is, if you do eat it the way how it is, it won't have a sugya bar. That means the loch over here, and again, squeezing things out, have the klum of bar, you have to go to the sugya bar. That means till now, the idea of squeezing pickles, kudaima, latkes, we took care of dosh. Bar, we'll have to get involved, a big mavuchal, and answer the sugya of bar, what the klum are. That means it comes out, again, lukufon, dosh, mutter. Bar, we'll have to get to know all the klum to get to it. Noch an Indian, we're squeezing the goof on. The water that comes out, take sour pickle, squeeze it out, and now you have sour pickle juice. Can you drink it? Are you allowed to drink it over here? Well, hold it, but you have to spill it, throw it out. Are you allowed to drink it? Come on, Mishabrua, not the Chayodom. It says the mice, it's mutter. You do not have to throw it out in the garbage. Mishabrua is very clear, it's called Abdal, it's mutter. Once you squeeze the goof on, ain't shame Disha Bekach, ain't derech Disha, ain't shame Mashka, mice, it's mutter. So let's go back to something you mentioned last time. Can you cut your olives on a plate or excuse me, money on a plate, put it inside your salad, and have juice left over. What do you do with that juice? We discussed the baya of cutting things. Rabbi Yeriat says, when you have these cases over here, you have to put a tissue or a napkin around it and make sure the halacha is ibud. Well, let's analyze it. We have two cases, Eis Manomim and two Sivim Manim. When you're cutting and the juice comes out, Avad is not deraisa. Any case not deraisa. Mishnah Berurah says, Ein Derech Tishu, Ein Shei Mashke is not deraisa. Only discussing in Din Rabbanon. Except by Eis Manomim, we have a gzera. Sivim Manim, we have no gzera. The Bishlam by Eis Manomim, you cut on a plate. It's not clear, maybe Mashke is also, I can hear the two sides over here, the Machlokes among the Svarim. Those who say, Maisa Thmotir is a chelik of the Oichel. Why even cutting it is not clear? But just to remind him, Agam mentioned, newest form seem to answer, the juice that comes out, Maisa, why to be Machlok for us? Mamash case Lagufan. Lagufan says in Mishnah Berurah, the lock is the Mashke that comes out is Motir. We're talking about Dindir Abonin, where the Mashke is Motir. How in the world?
I don't say you're allowed to drink it.
He says you're allowed to drink it. You're allowed to use it. You're allowed to use it 100%. It's going to come down. Don't throw it out. Go use it. Do whatever you want with it.
He says even if it's
not 100%, right, it's not going. What are you doing with it? Do whatever you want with it. Whatever you want, you can drink it.
Because if you drink it, then it's going to come out of the mask.
So you say you left out that point. I hear. Don't think so. The whole comes out, any juice of your money, you're cutting for the gufon. The mashka that comes out, the chosh mutter. Likewise, cautious. Mashka is zavu. Sorry, mashka. Fine. We cut it from the salad. Interesting question. You brought something home, so something's to squeeze. Now I'm switching it to go use it for oichel. Is that even for mashka or not? I put oranges in my house to squeeze. Now I decide to put it inside my salad. And I cut it, put it inside my salad oranges. The liquid comes out is oimel mashka or oimel achila. I see with a simple bottom calls it oimel mashka, and he wants to say anything he's cut orange when he salad, the juice comes out is also if you put it in the house to squeeze. I don't understand that. Love, Auntie.
The cutting is called a gibbon?
Yes, I'm cutting it and putting it inside my salad. I don't. I have come to smashing a pre. I'm doing it. Ain't shame tisha. Yes, I'm not interested. Mishnah Berurah said I can use it in mashka. I'm not doing it. He's very clear. I'm not even halachah ibud. I'm no interest in it. My kavanah was purely to cut the oranges and put inside my salad. I need a hepatitis. I just need. I'm not doing it for that reason. I don't need. I don't want the mashka, and I'm not doing it for the mashka.
Oranges might be
also
anyways because they're
isom. Yeah, but the simple bottom and the Shmuel says not true. What you're saying. Now, the loch is limimayim, the mice is osir. Now, the question is, especially, we have to stand on what is swore over here. The gufon, the mice is motor, we went through that chalik. Now, the limimayim, mice is osir. According to Taisik Subis, the idea over here is ain't shei mashko. So, if so, why is it osir? I mean, you have to sign according to Bioichel and Smeat Torah. According to Rav Shmuel, the Rabbon, the mice, why is the mashko osir limimayim? So, it's very simple. The way how the Mishnah Berurah says over in Sekhon Chav Tes to answer Shmuel, and the way he says one malach in the Bialocha to answer Bi'echna, says, because they had the Shem Mashke beforehand. Shem Mashke beforehand. That means there was Mashke before, went inside the Eichel, Chavash Mishlakas, you take it out, it kept the Shem Mashke, therefore you're over the Isser. If so, let's go the other way. Why is Rav Shmuel saying it's not your answer? Why is this saying Mashke is Mutim Natara? Very important question, how to answer this. Why is Rav Shmuel saying the halacha is the mashka that comes out the gufon, a baker we paskin is only the rabbanon. Shem mashka before him, should be din derais over here. So there are two main mahalchim. One Rashi the sugya says, you know why? It was not shloik gadol mitaycham. The water by peiris, the juice was grown inside. This did not grow inside. Since it did not grow inside, we know the klal that ain derech tisha baka. We know that something has to be going inside of to be something to be part of something. Since the thing mice did not go inside, it's tafel command the lesser, and therefore no shame mashka here beside the isn't direct somewhere. Only did rabbanon. Well, look. So we'll explain. There's only the two things over here. There's the liquid over here, and there's a pre over here. Negate to the liquid, the maisa, it did not come inside this thing. We know Eindisha Elabdulakarko. this liquid grow inside this pure over here. One of Ein Hei, the Chacham over here. Mice, one thing, the mice did not grow inside something else over here. The water came back. Vashem Shlokas, it came afterwards. See, Rashi has a klal. Rashi is saying very important to your site. That since the water was not created inside over here, it came afterwards. The other has no Chshivish over here. It's a total thing itself. It's squeezing out, has no Shem Mashik over here. Mashito, this game, it goes this way, the Yvonne, the Yvonne, the Nail. Shem Disha, close that way. Ain't Shem of Fire, ain't Shem of Fire, that's it. Ain't Shem of Fire. Tayshin says, I have a problem. Tayshin by us on Daf, Kufmim, Hem, and Aleph, being down, Gamon, Daf, Kufmim, Aleph, and Aleph, the Machab being down, Aloch, and Sifta Zain. Machab's case of Sifta Zain is you have a Pia Pach, you have this jar over here, has a hole inside. You want to put Muchen, you want to put your something cotton inside. Squeeze it out. The loch over there is, it's also Dilma Osl de Schita. Vectatious, if the whole beged, the Muchan, that's water inside, is only Didri Abonah. So don't put this Muchan inside this Pia Pach, it's exerl exerl. So how in the world is a Chazal asking, don't put the Muchan inside this Pia Pach, when even you put it inside, it's only Didri Abonah, it's exerl exerl. In Vectatious in Rashi, you're right. The one who asked over there, Kufim Alpha, is Ravo, passing Rabbi Yochanan in the Raisa. But according to Shmuel, according to Rav, there is no Issa putting Muchan inside a Piyapach. Otherwise, Xer, Xer. Taste does not go this way. They have to realize that according to Rashi, liquid inside Muchan, cotton, squeezed out, is not in the Raisa. No, we'll get to Malabim. But not in the Raisa. Taste speaking, not me speaking. Taste. Taisus wants to disagree. He says, different you said over here. What the Taisus is, the reason why the case of Mashko, that's inside, the liquid inside the Kosh Mishlok is not the Raisa, his words are, Ein Chayv Ela Drichas Zeisim Vanovim. What does he mean? Look at the Rosh and the Rashba, the way they explain, that Be'etzim over here, when you have a Pri, the standard things of a Pri do we squeeze? So it depends. Zeisim Vanovim, the Derech is a squeeze. All the Peris are not Derech to squeeze. By a Beged, that is water inside, what's the derech to go do with it? You squeeze it out. That's what you do with the beged, right? Everyone has water. That's a derech. So in the Getu, the reason why he's saying that when you have kosh mishlokas, the only thing we squeeze is zeisim anovim. Everything else is not nechal the get of derech. Kosh not a derech. Pickle is not derech to squeeze. You're squeezing it. Lakshin not derech to squeeze. You're squeezing. Lach is not derech to squeeze. You're squeezing. Things that are the derech, that's the raiso. The Getu beged, when it's liquid inside, you squeeze. That's a derech. Says the Rosh, what's an afkamino? Taking a beged with water inside, squeezing on Shabbos, it didn't deraisa mafarik or not. According to Rashi, it's not deraisa. According to Shmuel and according to Rav. According to Biyachil, it didn't deraisa. According to Taisha, squeezing a beged is deraisa. That's what comes out. So basically, we have machloek shishonim, squeezing a beged. That means leading to baby wipes, obviously. The question again to baby wipes is, what are we starting with over here? Is baby wipes the question starting with the Dindar Ais over here or Dindar Abolim? It really depends how you learn over here, the Sif Zayin over here. What is the reason why it's not Dindar Ais according to Shmuel and Rav? If you're going to go into Taishas, which are the Sugi of Derech, baby wipes starts over the Sugi of Dindar Ais. If you go like Rashi, the reason why is because over here it's not Gadol B'Teichai, then according to Shmuel and Rav, talking about Dindar Abolim over here. Begotten, yeah, liquid in general. The question of begotten, that's the start, again, that's the starting point. Are begotten deraisa? That's the starting point. We'll get to akimtas, but that's the answer is first start. We're starting is begotten deraisa to Rabbanon. The Ma'is Adri Paskin, which moved by us, begins on the Sword of Tosis. Ain't that Jerusalem? Only with Isaac one of them. Which moved on Sivin Ches will say begotten did deraisa. You have to realize, according to Rashi, begotten only did Rabbanon. Sivches is really the hemshich of the same day kvash mishlokis, but the case of basically dogging the tzir inside, can you take it out? So they get to us by basically tuna with the shemen inside. I have to realize there are two cases with dogging tuna with the shemen inside. The shemen inside the dogim, that's lagufan and lemayim, has the same halachas. Baker, anyone who's squeezing it out, they do not want the juice. They feel lagufan lemayim, mortar. What's more of an issue is the oil around the tuna. That's not what we're discussing over here. That's sugya barer. And there you're losing a part. There's 500 sheets among the hindings from what to go do, what the klalim are. We have to leave it over there. That means this sivches is causing the oil inside the tuna, not around the tuna. Imagine someone to get over there what the halachas are. Now, from Sif Tes and Sif Yudalad over here, that baker is a sugya of Noilad. We're going to get back to Ben Shabbat next month. We're going to learn the sugya of, Moilad. So we get to the sugya next month, Sivan Shin Yuches, by Bishul, and the end over there is a sugya of Noilad. We'll contrast the two sugyas, Noilad and Moilad. To start Sif Tes, well, Tezayin and Yuzayin, what comes out over here is a new sugya called Sikis Begadim. Basically, you have a beged, you want to squeeze out the liquid. That means, first question is, what malacha is Sif Tes Vav discussing? Tes Vav and onwards, what's the malacha? So look at the Rambam, when he brings down the malacha Tes Vav, Tes Zayin, Yuzayin, Yuches, he puts it on the sugya of Malabin. Sugya of Malabin. He does not put it on the sugya of Mafar, told the Dosh. He puts it on the sugya of Malabin. Why? So there's a Ramban, and Daf Kufi Aleph of Malabin, very important Ramban. Like he says, true, there is Rebbein Tam, everyone knows Ksubas Tavov and Aleph. It says two types of Mafarik. There's a case of Maschito, there's a Toldo of Dosh, a Schito Toldo of Malabin. Says the Ramban, that's not true. No two things over here. Since we have a cloud in Mondaf Ayin Hei, Ayin Disha Elam Gdulai Karko, if so, the liquid that's coming out of the Beged is not something that grew inside the Beged. Explains the Egvital, even if the water is Gdulai Karko, and the Beged Gdulai Karko, when Maisa does not grow one side or another, therefore, as Aloch of Ein Disha Elam Gdulai Karko, and therefore, this case over here to be a case deraisa cannot be the case with a beged with liquid inside. If so, what's the sugar over here of Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin? Says Rambam, is discussing the sugar of Malabim. And therefore, the Ritva goes this way, the Rag goes this way, Shid Yishon, and Ksubis, the Vav, they come along with the time that the sugar of squeezing out a beged is not our sugar of Dosh. A sugya of Malabin, with a klal Malabin, you have to learn Malabin. Now, even on the tzad, it's not deraiso, is there din rabbonon of Mefarik? Speaks out the Ramban, not Kovid Al Faiklis, din rabbonon. Shit to Loran, the ritual, they come and say the din rabbonon. Now, you have to realize one malach is Sifta Zvavon onwards, we're not discussing Mefarik told of the Dosh, we're discussing the sugya of Malabin. That's Aleph. Now, come on, Alusha, and point out very good Sifta Zvavon discussing the sugya of water. Tezayin Yudzayin Yudches is causing case of beer and wine. Beer and wine is not really a cleansing object. You can't really clean with these things that well. And therefore, how in the world do you come along and say, discussing Malabim, when you're using wine and beer? So true, there's a Taz, Iran, about white wine over here. But that's my sense of Chiddush. I'm partially very hard to understand what's going on over here. Therefore, can you do with the other Mishaydim, place the Vav and Ksubis, being down Beer Tam. There are two types of Schit over here. There's a Schit over here that told the Malabim. Schit that told the Dosh. When you want to clean something, a sugya of Malabim. When you don't want to clean it, you want the liquid that's coming out. One inside the chet, one inside the liquid. Inside the salad, that'll be Malabim. When you want the liquid that's coming out, you want the beer that's coming out, the wine that's coming out, that's Nichol sugya of Dosh. That's the Rosh, that's the Rashba, the Ritva, the Mordechai, they come and do it this way.
Why shouldn't it be both? By mine?
It could be sometimes both. Could be both. They have to realize that Atzala Shlishi by now, you should realize. For Rashi was our sugya from Tezvav and onwards. I come out of court Taisus, depends who sheet you're in. Taisus explains according to Rashi, and those who go like Rashi, Rim Lunil, Udaime, Piskerit, that depends according to Shmuel and Rav, that the whole entire locha is not, something not going inside, it's not Nichol Gedo Deraiso. So the sugya Tezvav and onwards, the sugya of Malabin. Go like Abyechel, the sugya onwards, the sugya of Dosh. That means we have three mahalchim. What is our sugya? What malach we're discussing over here from Tezvav and onwards? According to the Rambam, the Ramban Vasayosa, he was discussing the sugya of Malabim. According to Tyson, the Rosh Vasayosa, he was discussing the sugya of Dosh. According to Rashi, it depends if it's Shmuel or Rav, versus Yechanan. If so, again, we'll lead to baby wipes. Baby wipes has no sugya of Malabim, right? You're not cleaning the baby wipes over here. If anything gets dirty over here, the only thing you're really left with is sugya of Dosh. If you realize, if that's so, according to the Ramban, there is no Dosh over here. It's only Malabim. Because Ein Disha Elam Gdulai Karko. I mean, you have to realize, if you go like the Ramban, the Sfarim will start off saying, according to the Ramban and the Rambam, the sugya doesn't start over here. Of baby wipes, the gate to sugya of the Ramso. How do we pass it? Very important, how do we pass it? We pass it like place in the Rosh, or the Rambam and the Ramban. We're passing like. So, like Tal said, we pass it like the Ramban, is the Iker. Ein Disha Elam Gdulai Karko, and therefore, the gate is squeezing out the Godim, is not Nichol Gedo the Ramso. Atzal Hasheni, the Mishmur is very clear. So we'll get to Sifkot and Beis. Coming from earlier, the Chayodim and the Graz, Pesach Shabbos, early Shabbos, others. It's the Isra Reisa Begodim. Isra Reisa. And Mick, you have to realize, Mishmur took on two yesodos of the Rosh. Number one, he's saying back in this case of Zayin Simches, what's he said over here by Klosh Mishlokas? He said over here based upon the idea of Derech. And number two, he took on the side over here, Ein Disha El Gdula Karko. But since over here you have a beggar that's Gdula Karko, has Nechel got a Gdula Karko. Took on two Chumas the Rosh, and there was a Din Derech over here. Take it now a step further. We're saying this beggar, you squeeze out the water. You want the water, Kun Mishmur Din Deraisa. Let's say you don't want the water. Don't care about it. Is that now a case of Lugufon? Just like the Halacha by Kvash Mishlokas, Lugufon is Mutter, according to everybody. Rav Yechanan, Rav Shmuel, Benichanal, everyone's Lugufon is Mutter. Can you take a baby wipe, squeeze it out, because you want a dry baby wipe on putting your face in Shabbos? I don't want the liquid. Is Lugufon the Maisa Mutter? It's they call it Halacha Ibud. We shouldn't discuss Halacha Ibud. So get the Bialoch and Sigrid Ches, he's really discussing this point. Just to start off a point over here, you declare it in both sheets over here. That means you declare whether we shouldn't hold the halacha of beggars only a din drabonon. Start declaring, still a halacha even din drabonon. Still has an accident. Or you say, no, zero like zero. You declare that the hold is deraiso and still be matched it, because somehow could have yechanon, it's deraiso lemayim. And the Google Mice is Mutter. I mean, this question of Halacha Ibud is the Drabbanan or Mutter, declaring either side among the Rishonim, speaks out of the Bialacho. Speaks out of the Rishonim. The man comes along and says, the loss of squeezing out the God in the Dinder Aiso. So he comes along and says, Avada, Halacha Ibud is Avada Dinder Abonon. The Rabban says, squeezing out a beggar is Dinder Abonon. And still he says, Halacha Ibud Dinder Abonon. Why? It's all Nechle Gedem Schita, pull the Schita over here. At Shalashani, the Bialach will be down in Rajbo, which we won't pass him with Mitzarev, that the heels are squeezing it out to use as Dinder Aiso. Why is the Ibud? Mutter. Why? Ain't Yachdisha, ain't Shem Ashko. I said, other way, come on the Ritva, and the Rajbo, the Rivashi say, if Dinder, and the others say, but get over here, if it's Dinder Aiso, about it, Dinder Abon over here, you have Xer over here. So we have a second Machlokis in Hoylich the Ibud, which does not depend upon the Sugyo of Skito. Of the Gundu Rabbanu the Raiso, is Halacha Ibud be a Dindu Rabbanu, will be a case that's Mutter. My Sahib Paskin, we'll see the Mechaber in Sif Yud Ches Bez Hashem, we'll see today, or Paskin the Dindu Rabbanu, Halacha Ibud. We'll see the Bialocho, or Mina the Rajmashi to Mistarif it, or again, lead to the Sugya Baby Wipes, how to apply practically what the Locho here is. My Sahib just what came out, we start off in the Chaburo, and we have three levels over here. We have Skiz Paris, Kvashim Shlokus, Skiz Begadim, what the lochos are drabbanon deraiso, by Paris it comes out there are three levels over here. By the case of Kvashim Shlokis, the lochos machlokis, ikri passing drabbanon. By Begadim is machlokis, ikri passing deraiso. Now, just what it says on the page over here, go through the three sifrim quickly, Tazayin Yitzayin. Now, Tazayin, in the case over here, we have Gemara Daf Ches, it says you have a case of a chovis, and you have a sudra on top, a shmata on top, and then you put a kli that's wet on top. With the mishmu apilir piregar, there's no water inside the chovis. The loch is a person cannot put the cleanness on top. Why Shasha might come to the sugya of Schito over here? I'm not buying Schito. Now, the question is, what is the Isra over here? So it's causing water. So about this sugya Malabin. This is Rambam of sugya Malabin. So why is Malabin over here in Sifta Zov? What Shaykhis? We're doing Dosh over here. So the Beis Yosef, you're right. No Shaykhis. Just here's Schito, we put into our sugya. But in this halacha that we have a Shash of Schito, we'll have to get to the loch at the end of Sifat Beis. Simon Shin Beis on the end. And those who want time to, if you have a spill on the floor and put a towel on top, the derech is to go wash right away. You have an issa, you can't do that, you have a gzera. Based upon this halacha. Sifta Zayin, as we mentioned before, the Gemara Daf Kufim Aleph, you have a pia pach, you want to put the muchen inside. The halacha is the person cannot go do that. According to Taisus, the Rashi, it's only called Rabbi Yechanan. According to Taisus, Lekuli Alma. That means the Mechabo is passing Lechumro. That means, even though he paskins, the halacha is like Rav and Shmuel, that means not learning like Mishmuel understands, not learning like Rashi Shita, learning like Taisha Shita. Mishita, sorry. That's why Mishmuel passes, not like Rashi, but like Taisus. Now, what Malach we're discussing over here again? What's the design? Says the Mishmuel, it depends. According to Rambam, Malabim. Why? Because he owes no din of Dosh over here by the sugya of by a beggar. Other place can say, what do you mean? Discussing over here beer or wine. Therefore, we're discussing over here such places in the Rashba. Two times in Schita, discussing the Sugim of Farak over here. Gosh. That means Shem say, what is the design? What Malacha? Mishmu has two Shitas. Why? Because what are we discussing? Is the idea of Mepharic by the Sugim of Beg or not? According to Ram, there's no concept, only Malabi. Now, in this Halacha, Gemara says, Dilma Osli Dei Schita. The Mechaba switches the Lashon and says, Mishum Schita. One's a Chshash, one's beside the Sugim Schita. In fact, the Mishmu, why is switching the Lashon? You have two Tirotsim from the Taisu Shabbos. One, he says, a concept we spoke out already. Something that is Be'etim Karvel Psik Reiso. Is there a Gidda Psik Reiso or not? So we mentioned already in the end of Shin Yudal, the Mishra rings down Kamap Psik Reiso, as Gidda Psik Reiso. In Reish Ayin Zayin, we discussed that when a person entered Ner Acher Adelet, the Gemara has one Lashon, and again, Mechab is switching around. Here's a third time, Mishra rings down the idea of Karvel Psik Reiso, the Gidda Psik Reiso. Just give you a Moshul, which of course is not good Rayo. Can a person open up a refrigerator door that you left the light bulb on in the refrigerator? You can go do that. You say, well, why not? It's called Psik Reisho. Well, maybe burnt out. 99% of the chance it's not burnt out. It's not Psik Reisho. Maybe burnt out. Why not open it? You open it, oh my gosh, it's still going. There has been times you switch a light bulb in the refrigerator. It's only called Psik Reisho. LMI, even if you want to say it is called, again, it's not a good dimion, but the Mice Mishra said called Psik Reisho. Again, it's a Psik Reisho over here. The secondary is the Mishra Grove from Taisha Shabbos. And the word to Shabbos through bar of MS, and here you have a chash that even though now it's not psik ratio, certain times it will be a case of psik ratio when you put the muchen inside the piapach. See if you die in the case of a swag. Swag is a sponge. Now, Be'ikah, the hack about using sponges, again, is not really a sugyo. We discussed the sugyo of Mepharic. It will be a sugyo in Simon Shabbat of test. They get to how we compare the sugyo of Cyrus, you can squeeze out water from here, they get to use sponges on Shabbos. But over here we're discussing, when you have a sponge, the Mishnah says if it has the or has a base achizo, has a handle to it, it might say it's mutter, otherwise it's also. Says the Mechaber, over here, if it has a base achizo, might there is no problem, otherwise it's also. Again, what's the issue over here? Says the Rambam, Malabim. Says the Beitam, Mefarik. Again, each religion also. Why, according to the Rambam, there is no din of Malabim by the Sugya of a Beged. No din of Mefarik by the Sugya of Barak. So he says Malabim. According to the Beitam, there is. He says the Sugya of Mefarik over here. What is the case? It's a couple of cases that that's kasha against the Rambam Rabban. Tzitzik Subadav Abbanal says, Hazam Labin, the sponge is sturdy. That's his raya, he says, it must be the two types of Mepharic. That's his kasha and his raya against the Rambam Rabban from this sugya. Very good.
You don't take the sponge after too many times, you just squeeze it out and wash it a couple of times?
Fine, so he answered it. So he answered it, fine, each one on his own. But that's the given take over here. It's like a kasha, raya. Maestro, we come over here, they point out that we have a het of a Beis Achizo. Now, the Rambam says, what is the het of the Beis Achizo? The words are, because it won't come to do an act of schit over here. You won't squeeze the situation of schit over here. Now, they point out the Rambam does not say the Loshon of the Ravid, that it has an empty plate over here. They point out, but not because Lav Davki argues on the Ravid. It can't go like the Ravid. The Ravid is standing in the Sugya's Dosh. And Dosh get involved with the empty plate, and now we'll have to get to what that means. But once Rambam is malabing, there's no shaychitz empty plate or not. That territory of an empty plate is only in Dosh. So don't, you have no riot. People are telling us, we have a riot, the Rambam is against the riot. The Rambam knows, go like him. No riot, the Rambam is because he's malabing. Malabing, you have to have a different malach in the sugyo. What's the malach in the sugyo? There's no case of schito, not psikrish of schito. But there's one way, according to the Rambam, the sugyo over is malabing, not psikrish for schito. According to the Ravid, the Sugya is Mepharic, Dosh. What's the reason why it's water in the base Achizo? His words are, it's Ksileichis Mole Mayim. It's a plate full of water. Now, everyone understands you have a plate full of water to empty that about this water. The reason is simply because it's not Balea. So the question is, how in the world do they take the idea of a sponge in the base Achizo, the concept with an empty plate, the empty half of water is not Nichol again of Dosh? It's very hard to understand the words technically. What is exactly is the Ravid saying over here that's brought down by the Paiskim? So words of the Graz and the Archa Shulchan explain, Ein derech schita b'kach. Just like we know that we want Lugufon, Ein derech schita b'kach, also Ein derech schita. Now they do not really explain, because the idea of Lugufon is, I don't want the Mashka. It can be a case even I want the Mashka. They're very ambiguous explaining what that means over here. Not clear. The way how the Chadish wants a Taino, can you open and close the door on Shabbos? Boina, Saizer, Boina, Saizer, Boina, Saizer. Open, closed, open, closed. Elamaisim is made to go in and out, open and close, not putting it in the sausage. Everyone understands that. Poshut. So water inside a sponge is meant to go in and out, in and out, in and out. So you're not creating anything over here. You're not doing anything over here.
So what says
the reason? He says, I want to make a chizo. Why? To miyachid it, to make it a something that's made to go in and out. I agree with that face. I'm not sure what those words mean. Not clear what it means. I come out, I really go look at Shlomo Zalman. He's very clear what the Mahalach over here is. He says, Tzorech Irin Gadol. In which mouth to go with? To go with the Ravid or the Rambam? So the Lachu gets in Siv Yud Ches, but Iku, we pass like the Rambam. We don't have the head to the Beis Achizo. Have a little seal with Starf and Siv Yud Ches, and therefore there are those who want tiny who should make baby wives with the Beis Achizo to be Starf to clear me a Lachu that way, to be Mekel that way. So Mekel, I think we build up numerous points to get the baby wives, especially not be, as we see next Chabur over here, and Mekel Siv Yud Ches. Siv Yud Ches is intertwined three separate sugyas, a little bit confusing, but if you know everything is very simple, it's Lachu Rabo.